It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, let's do this. It's tea time, kicking things off with the 53rd annual CMA Awards that went down last night. The show opened with legends Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Dolly Parton doing a little medley.
Those memories of you still
I love the ladies of country. Here's Carrie Underwood joking about sharing a dressing room with those ladies.
You know, standing here with Dolly and Reba means the world to me, and I have loved every second of working with them. Except maybe the part about us all sharing a dressing room. I mean, it's a fog of hairspray and shoes and costume changes. There are racks of clothes and dresses everywhere. And for some reason, Dolly's rack is so much bigger.
There were some killer performances, including Lady Antebellum, Lady A, and Halsey performed What If I Never Get Over You and Graveyard.
What if I never get over you?
Willie Nelson, people were freaking out. Bless his heart, he performed Rainbow Connection, and he was a little out of breath. Take a listen.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
I love Willie, but I saw him perform not too long ago when he came through town.
Yeah.
And he definitely just, I don't know if he's like struggling to breathe or something, but it just...
Yeah, he's getting up there.
It's getting up there. I mean, that guy, but he can still smoke weed.
That's
so,
the, he certainly can. Ashley McBride won for New Artist of the Year. Old Dominion, my faves, won for Vocal Group. Luke Combs won for Male Vocalist of the Year. And Entertainer, the biggie of the year, went to none other than Garth Brooks.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our ass on the stage down that road. And those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, they're so awesome. Garth Brooks is like my favorite. He is so amazing. I love Blake Shelton. He and Gwenny, they actually have a new couple name. Gwen Stefani's revealing it.
All right, so just so you know, I got a new nickname for me and Blake. It's called Gwake, and I'm really excited about it. It's like Gwen and Blake together, but Gwake. I didn't make that up. He made that up.
Gwake. So apparently that's what we're going to call them. Moving on to Amy Schumer. She says she's totally changed her ways after becoming a mama.
I mean, no, in a million ways, you know. I'm just nicer to my mom. Yeah, you didn't know I could love someone that much. And no offense to my husband who's here, but yeah, love you. You're the best. But yeah, I think we're both shocked by the level of love that's possible.
Oh, that's so cool. It does change you in a million ways. And lastly, this is my favorite. It was an all musician version of Mean Tweets. Take a listen.
Billie Eilish dresses like she got her clothes stolen at the gym, so they gave her what they had in the lost and found bin.
Midland official looks like they have a white van with free candy written on the side.
It's a black van.
At Chance the Rapper, more like Chance the Worthless, Spineless, B-less, Soulless, Purposeless, Virtueless Sellout. Nice Doritos commercial, you piece of. There's people that don't like me? What the?
I'd rather listen to a barn full of baby pigs being vaccinated than Luke Bryan's new song. I have vaccinated baby pigs, and that's awful.
Jimmy Kimmel, never lose Mean Tweets.
Love it, love it, love it. That is the tea here on Joe McKenzie. Coming up next, if an apology starts with these phrases, they are not being sincere. They're full of it.
Oh, I cannot wait for this.
As somebody that's constantly apologizing, I hope nobody on the show pays attention to this. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.